James and Deb Rowling, James and I live in Whitford. And late last year, there was a court case pending regarding the authority of the Ethics Committee being able to handle a different situation. The judge had not made a decision at that time, but now the judge has made a decision, and I think it's very negative. There's a determination being made to how to address that decision.
Let me respond to that, because I've appeared before the Ethics Committee a couple of times here recently on questions of conflict of interest. I think there's a recognition that that decision leaves a lot to be desired. The issue is probably only to be determined within the legislature, but something is going to have to be done to clear the air and to give the Ethics Committee the authority to recognize those conflicts of interest and do something about it, do something realistic about it, or we may have to close the door to the Ethics Committee. Recently, there was a hearing in which I testified at risk, submitted a position paper on the question of whether a school committee member who was a teacher or a spouse of a teacher or in some way could reap some financial benefit from the negotiations in that school district could actually serve on that committee and the negotiation committee, even if they were resident of another, or a teacher in another district, or involved in another district. That issue has not been decided yet. We appeared in favor of a change to declare those things a conflict of interest. We're going to watch with real concern about what the decision turns out to be. I think it will be an indication of how the Ethics Committee in its own, within its own beta week, just feels about the conflict of interest that gets into the Irons case, the one you're referring to. But again, I think it's up to the legislature to address that issue, and hopefully they will, and they will come to grips with that very serious problem.